can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don and the Rocket, we do try and gauge what we think people who listen to this podcast are interested in. And we've been going on about the iCook food saga for many months. And we think, oh, should we keep doing it? But we have tremendous response and interest in this ongoing saga about iCook foods. And so we've got the principles of the iCook foods investigation or in again, Rowan Wen and Ian Cook, because, and we are going to be we're going to be the devil's advocate, because this is really annoying me. There is the last parliamentary inquiry, which is just
last week just finished
last week sounds like to me a coordinated attempt to divert and corrupt the proceedings of what is going on in this whole case. There is no doubt that they are panicking and they are trying to muddy the waters by introducing fallacious, or is that fallacious? Is
no. No, that's false. We'll do it then.
Fallacious.
Close.
No, fallacious is not oral sex, is it?
I don't know.
Fallacious.
It's fallatio.
I'll look it up and come back to
it. No, no, fallacious is false.
That's right. That's
I think
right.
One of them's FE and the other's FA.
We had a conversation about it earlier.
Look that up, please, Rocket. I'm not thinking there's any oral sex discussions going on in the parliamentary inquiry. I think it's erroneous. Look up fallacious, please. So I'm going to ask you. One of the things that came up that they tried to muddy the waters said that the listeria that was in the sandwich or whatever could possibly have come, or there was no conclusive evidence that it didn't come from iCook Foods. If that is the case, that would so much annoy me. What is it? Is it fallacious? How do you spell it? What is it? Sorry about this. I can't read that. Where is that? The embodiment of fallacy. So fallacious.
Oh, of course.
So yes. I was correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sorry about that. It's very close
You're
to the
wrong.
Word.
Yeah. Never wrong.
No, I'm never wrong.
Quite the wordsmith.
Tell me why they have brought up the fact that there could be some doubt as to whether the sandwich you gave the unfortunate victim who died could possibly have come from iCook Foods. I tell you what, that has annoyed me, that the obvious intent to muddy the waters and distract people is palpable.
Well, you said it best when you said muddy the waters, because that's what they had to do. The facts are clear. Their own reports are clear. So they had to try and create grey, where there is black and white, and that's what they did. In terms of, we can run through them if you want.
No, go through that, please. How did they come up with that?
With the listeria?
That theory that it might have come from your kitchens.
Well, they know for a fact. Well, the Sutton, you did the Sutton thing about the GMXR firstly.
Yeah, first of all, just to cover that point.
Yes, good.
I have an email from Dr. Bone to Dr. Sutton, so that's deputy to acting chief health officer, and she says there is no evidence of what the patients ate. Now, that's
sorry, Ian, please. There's no evidence of what she ate.
Correct.
So there could be some doubt.
No, there is no evidence. They can't.
Yeah, there is doubt. There's doubt. They can't. They don't know what she ate, Sam. So how do you say she got the stuff from Michael Fields?
Okay, let me finish.
So if you say that, they might say, well, if there's no doubt, no evidence as to what she ate, there's no evidence as to what she didn't eat.
Either. Okay.
That's like saying,
no,
how do you do that?
Mate, I'm with you. I'm just trying
hear me out, though. Then
get
they go
this
to
out of the way.
Then they go to listeria and they say, well, listen, there was only the match with iCook Foods. There was no other genetic matches. That's a freaking lie. Babies. They know it, right? And they gave us the report that proves it's a lie. So what Sutton said, use the words, this is really careful, weasel words. Sorry, Ian.
I know.
So he talks about human samples.
Yeah,
right?
Sutton says there have been no cases before since last 20 years.
Yes.
He goes through all that. But you'll hear him say non-human samples.
So that's
what
food.
He's talking about.
That's food samples.
Food.
Yes.
What he doesn't tell everybody is there are nine. So there are nine times this DNA fingerprint that this idiot talks about. Nine cases.
Yes.
Five.
Yeah,
human,
nine times. Yep.
Queensland, WA.
Yep.
All belonging to ST3, that's the family. Okay.
So the fingerprint was found in WA and Queensland. They don't ship food to WA and Queensland.
We don't sell food to those states. Yep. So how could anyone
can't have been the
source?
And he knows it because it's in the report they gave us. The Doherty Institute report says this. So he was, again, he was bullshitting.
I might have this.
Just one last thing
for
you.
Yes, no, please.
That Doherty report that Rowan's talking about, that was hidden for us that was hidden for 1 month at least. So they received it Monday the 25th, right? 3 days. So the Friday we're closed, 2 weekend days. On the Monday, they got the report in the afternoon. That report said Queensland WA, they buried it. So if what he's saying in the inquiry is all sweetness and smiles and the God's honest truth, why did you bury it for a month?
And am I on the right or am I on a different tangent altogether? Did they try and change the independent auditor's report, or is this a different matter?
No, you're absolutely spot on there.
So someone tried to change
the
independent auditor's report to suit their case?
Correct, to keep us closed.
Not just someone, Pauline Maloney from the department. We can name her because we're suing her. Yep. Right? Pauline Maloney from the department worked with Gavin Bucket, who was paid by Ian to get in order to reopen. They said you've got to get an independent auditor. So they go and they get this independent auditor.
Okay.
They pay for him.
So have we satisfied the fact that the listeria could not possibly have come from claimed the life of the woman?
Totally.
All the available evidence says it didn't. It did not come from
No
us.
Matter what they say. And so all it could have, but it couldn't have.
Okay. It could have. I mean, this is you're talking
but
about
it could have
something
come from anywhere. Is the point.
Exactly.
But there's no evidence to say it came anywhere. From you, and that's no, what you've been closed on hearsay or just bluff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So then, all right, Don, let's get on to...
What about the process of last week? I, as an observer, I don't know how you boys were, but I was very frustrated as an observer. Now, number one is that to cross-examine, I suppose the Libs were doing their cross-examining, there were four of them. They were allocated 8 minutes. Now, each of those ask a question. They've got one question for 2 minutes. Now, surely, when you're asking questions, you've got more than 2 minutes to, you know, you just can't get through answers and questions and queries in 2 minutes. This is just, it's corrupt what they're doing. It's not an open forum.
It certainly wasn't ideal, and it really annoyed the audience because the people watching at home online were really, the feedback was extraordinary. Going,
yeah,
every time they get near
they
land a
blow,
they get shut down. You know? And that's what it looked like.
So,
I agree.
So the listeria, yep. There is no evidence at all. And if there's no evidence for, there can't be any evidence against. That is just, you've been closed down just dishonestly, obviously.
Well, there's evidence that it wasn't us because it was found in other states. Right,
good.
Or not us, but iCook Foods.
So now then they said, oh, the slug could have come in on a wet crate or some bullshit. What is that?
Sounds easy. We've looked at the 3 days of video before that time and the hours and days before she found the slug in the corner. Not a single wet tray was taken to that area. You can see it. The video's there. So knock that theory out. And by the way, that wasn't the theory last time. You know, it crawled in under the floor last time.
And
can I just say
please
that also?
Jump in any time you like,
Ian. Elizabeth Garlick says... She tries to come up with this story about lids and wet lids and the slug could have fallen off, so she's giving you a theory. Directly after that, she says that A, she did not doctor the photo and that she did not doctor the body camera footage. And yet her bosses, so Leanne Johnson and John Benny, so they're both her superiors, they both told the inquiry, oh yes, we did change the video.
She did.
Yeah, they said she did it. So she said categorically, no, I didn't. So she lies to the inquiry, and her boss says, yes, she did, and tries to excuse it.
And that's an admission, by the way, of messing with evidence for a criminal trial. Her boss said she did it, and she said she didn't. There's your first lie that everyone can see in the inquiry.
And where's this all going to go? Because to me, this inquiry is similar to the COVID one we had last week. A report's going to be
window
written,
dressing.
You know, by the what's funny, the lady's name? The the Justice Party lady who is chairing Fiona Patten. Now, she's government orientated, so what type of report is she going to do? Is it going to be a fair report?
I doubt
and,
it.
And really, after that COVID thing last year, this is another inquiry similar. I personally think, I don't know about you, but I think it just comes back to the police. They've just got to do something. And I'm worried about, what's his name, Shane Patton, after last year getting up in that coronavirus. Will he be politically influenced in his decision or the way he goes about this case?
So the police matter, we should talk about that. In relation to the stuff you make, the point you're making about the inquiry, there is a dissenting report that the Libs will write. So they'll come out and say, well, we don't agree with the main report if the committee writes a bad report. That's the first thing. The other thing is that it's not really about the reports. It's about the lies they give away as they give evidence. When they're forced to give evidence under oath, we've got, seriously, a list of about 15 demonstrable lies that were told by Sutton and Gallick and the gang.
So it's so annoying, this. It just goes nowhere.
We're in a state of emergency. When is Parliament when are they going to be cross-examined in Parliament about this? We're in a state of emergency.
What about going
not
to
even
the criminal court of law and doing it?
They're sitting this week.
So, in
relation to the cops, I agree with you both. I mean, it's time for the police to prove they're actually doing their job.
Well, I'd be very worried after last year's COVID when he got up, you know, because they were up for industrial manslaughter, the government, and they just conveniently forgot every head of department.
Let's build on that point, right? So the evidence that was gathered for Coates Inquiry is going to be used from Self-Employed Australia to try and get work cover laws and criminal breaches against the government. That's being filed next week, by the way.
So the suspicions...
It's the evidence that comes out of these things, not the reports that are written afterwards.
So they're not held accountable. You know, can you bring a law up now? It's not accountable. You want this done now.
I couldn't agree more.
So the suspicions about the bona fides of the people being charged refuting this, the optics of, as I understand it, them having telephonists headphones on, where they speak into a micro and have an earplug and be getting fed information on how to answer the questions. What about the optics of that not being above board?
It looks incredibly sus. We can't prove it, by the way.
But
you feel strongly about it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, my point would be this. You had Dr. Sutton. He's not wearing a headset. And John Benny wasn't. So why was Angela Bone and why was Leanne Johnson and why was Elizabeth Garlick? Why were they sitting there with a single headphone on one ear?
Allegedly being prompted to give the answers.
You're absolutely right.
Made it just the optics of it.
Well, they'd certainly been trained, hadn't they, with the answers. It was extraordinary.
It was all scripted.
Not to mention the fact that Gallagher was wearing glasses, and I understand she doesn't actually wear glasses, so go figure.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think when you have, you're right, the optics looks terribly bad with all of that, but then let's go back. You were talking about the police. Leanne Johnson and John Benny admitted to tampering with evidence that was to be used in a criminal trial. They then, to try and cover up what they did, they said, oh, well, it was because iCook gave us a summons. We never summonsed it. Nothing.
Yeah, that was a lie.
They then said that the lawyers had told them that it was okay to take stuff out of it.
That's a lie.
I want to know who that lawyer is because they're in a lot of trouble. What they did was to breach 464 of the Crimes Act. You cannot, if you're an authorised official, police officer, health inspector, EPA, if you wear a body camera, all of the footage that you take in your investigation, even if you admit to cheating on your wife, it all has to go to the magistrate, and the magistrate is the only person who can authorise that to be taken off. Now, the fact that you have three people, John Benny, Leanne Johnson, and Elizabeth Garlick, coming together and saying, in the first two cases, we did it, and we did it for these reasons, which were all illegal, that becomes conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. That is the most serious crime on our statutes. 25 years jail. It's as bad as murder.
I agree. Where are the cops?
I want to ask you about the daughter, what the daughter was doing there, saying she ate the sandwiches or whatever. I just want to ask you this. Why can't you two people get the best attorney or lawyer in the country or the world, go a GoFundMe page, take this to a criminal court, don't worry about Parliament, charge these people and get them to defend whatever they're saying in a court of law under the threat of perjury and take this, really go on with this. This is just going on and on and on.
I agree.
Why aren't you doing that?
Well, we are. So there are two court cases that are rolling next year, right?
Next year.
Unfortunately, yes, because of COVID, it's hard to get court time, right? And these civil cases will have them in court, under oath, where they can be ripped apart by actual lawyers and not politicians who are shut off after 20 seconds, like happened in the inquiry. Well, and they can't deal with that because they know they're telling a pack of lies. I suspect they'll do whatever they can to stop it getting to court, but we're not going to stop.
Right, so go on. Was this on that matter?
Yes, yeah, so yep, following on from that, Rowan's absolutely right. And, you know, it is almost, we have to do it as a civil matter because while I could, I have all the evidence, I've got retired detectives helping us, I've got a retired chief commissioner who's happy to help, they all have seen the evidence, they all say this is a prima facie case and they should be charged criminally. In actual fact, any one of us, what you said, Sam, could go and get the world's best barrister and we could take criminal, a private prosecution of them. If we do that, this state has been so corrupted that it will be, what will happen is the DPP can take it over. So, Don, if you decide to have him charged, next minute, the DPP says, no, it's in the public interest, we'll defend.
They take it over and kill it off.
Is the veracity?
Hang on, who are they?
If you watch a private prosecution, we're not smearing the current DPP, right?
So just the Department of what?
But the DPP, right, the Director of Public Prosecutions, has the right to take over a private prosecution, and then if they want to, they can have a look at it and kill it off. Right?
So really?
So it doesn't necessarily get to court. What should happen is the cops should go and be cops and go and arrest these people based on the evidence they've got.
What is the veracity, or did that prompt you to interrupt when I said veracity, Don? What is the veracity of the unfortunate woman who died's daughter, weighing in about eating the food or sandwich, or what was that about?
Well, the first point.
How did they get her to?
At the time, they said to the department, and we've got the departmental notes, that the daughters don't know what the mother ate, but they said she liked sandwiches, is the quote. That's it. But then it gets worse.
Well, yeah, in actual fact, what Rowan just told you, Sally Atkinson, who was one of the witnesses, told Kim Rogerson way back, right on the 29th and the 1st of February. She said, we don't know what this woman has eaten. Her daughter said she liked sandwiches.
There's your connection right there.
Okay.
But now they remember.
All of a sudden, we have two women, and I'm really sorry for their loss. I've lost a parent.
Of course.
It's not nice.
Sure.
And they come out, and apparently now they have remembered seeing their mother eat a sandwich, and particularly a sandwich in a clam. And they said they saw her do this in the emergency department. Well, if that's the case, Sutton's got a big problem, because none of our corned beef sandwiches, which is where he said he found the listeria, go to emergency.
None of them.
I reckon I could run this case for you. I reckon I could...
You kind of are. Thank you for that, by the way.
Seriously, I reckon I could take this to the highest. This is extraordinary. Never forget, please. I know you haven't. Anyone listening to this, never forget that when you were originally charged, you had 96 charges that you had to stump up, and as you walked in the doors of the court, they withdrew every one of them. Why would they withdraw every one of the charges if they had all this shit up their sleeve and could now suddenly bring it up? What is... you've just got to see what's going on here. It is...
Sam, you've just hit the nail on the head, and I've said it in the parliamentary inquiries before. All they had to do was charge me with a couple of things and make it stick. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. We'd be dead in the water.
The parliamentary inquiry is a crock. It's just a load of fucking time, mate.
Exactly.
You've got to go the jugular. You've got to just get...
Well, I go back to the fact that the
someone who defended O.J. Simpson out here.
Yeah, but again, O.J. got off, but the point being, so I'm not sure where that goes, but the cops should be doing their job, right? The police have the evidence. They've had it. They've killed off the inquiry... five times.
So you're really dependent on the police, aren't you?
No, we've got some other cards to play, don't worry. But the first things first, police should be police. There's got to be good police in VicPol who want to go and lay some charges.
Well, the three police that you've trotted in, Kalglare especially, was a real rap for Shane Patton, the police commissioner now. Let's hope he's a real policeman and does his job. They've just got to be autonomous. Well,
give him time. There might be more interference that he doesn't know about or didn't know about till quite recently, like the last couple of days. And he might be moving things.
You don't think he's being intimidated?
Hang on, what did you say? There's been more interference.
He might not have been aware of the level of interference until the last couple of days, Patton. And so let's see what happens next.
I don't know. Oh, look.
This is very, very frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it.
And there must be, if this is just, this is one case, what else is going on in Victoria?
I think this case is unique because it involves the department, it involves Spring Street, it involves now the police as well. So it's a very messy thing for them to have to want to clean up.
It involves congenital liars who are going to do everything they can to extricate themselves from serious criminal charges. And why people can get, people are interested in whatever they are interested in this democratic country we live. Why this is allowed to proliferate is extraordinary. Well, I don't know why I'm so annoyed about it, because it's just patently obvious that this is big government trying to thwart individual free enterprise.
It is big government, but we have a bigger government too. And don't rule out a federal intervention. Right?
What, a royal commission?
I don't know what the nature of it will be, but I do know they're looking at it and we're talking to them about it. And they're not particularly happy with the state of Victoria right now. So, you know.
Because you got to, the other thing too is, water. You know what, I get upset from a personal point of view. What's happened has been devastating. But it's not just about myself, even my employees. It's a symptom of what is happening in Victoria. So that if something goes wrong, they go and decide, well, we need to get rid of that business because it's a competing one to that one. Well, that's easy. We'll just use the Health Act. And if it's acceptable to do that, and then when they get caught out, the cover up comes over and over.
Well, it's not only you. IBAC. They set up IBAC. I mean, what's happened about the council out at Casey, for example? We haven't heard anything there. That's a government organiser, IBAC, set up. There are other cases there, and people are frightened to I've asked them to come on this podcast. They won't. We've got a case before IBAC. They're frightened to come on and expose what is going on.
Because the corruption's so...
Beg your pardon?
Because the corruption's so...
That's what I'm saying about the state of Victoria. This is just one case. There's other things going on as well.
And IBAC has said that it's not funded properly. And
well, I would go as far as saying it's been defunded, right? They've deliberately defunded IBAC. Because the less money they've got, the less things they can do.
Well, it's got no teeth. I mean, they've got lawyers doing the investigation. It should have more powers than what it has. I mean...
But if it had the right funding, it would bring in, and like it used to, senior police officers from another state so that it was unbiased and they had proper investigators. Remember, to achieve the rank of detective within any police force, you have to be trained... And I mean properly trained as an investigator. They don't just suddenly say tomorrow, oh, Don, we just made you detective. It doesn't work like that. These guys literally have to learn the Crimes Act. They have to learn questioning techniques. There's a whole range of things.
Well, in case there's any closing arguments from my learned counsel here, Don, I would just like to finish this by saying, if you are listening to this podcast and you are ticked off about what's going on here, do something about it. Write to maybe your... local representative, or I don't know, get in touch with iCook Foods or GoFundMe. I don't know. If you're getting ticked off about this going on and on, well, do something about it. I mean, I don't know what we can do about it, more we can do about it.
Just keep talking about it, Sam, right? And people need, when they go to the barbecues and things open up and they're talking to their mates, talk about this, because if they can make it go away, they will. The best thing we can do is keep this going, because, and don't worry, there's a lot more cards to be played here.
So why wouldn't the new leader of the opposition...
They know all about it.
Why wouldn't they hone in on this and be on the stump talking about corruption?
Well, he's got to play a positive card right now, so he doesn't look like a negative guy. But don't worry, mate.
Really?
Next year's election is going to be the corruption election. Trust me, right?
When you said Parliament's over. I thought state of emergency was still in existence until November of this year.
They're sitting this week.
Till November. So things like this can come up.
Totally, yeah.
I think another thing when you're talking about... what they should do, what they should say. Georgie Crozier is a qualified nurse. She's been a long time nursing. So of the people who were asking questions...
She was very good.
She
pulled her up and she was very, very good.
That's because she's a nurse. You think about it. My wife was a nurse. She doesn't practice anymore. But quite often it's nurses who... In
pull
hospitals,
up
pull up the doctors. Yeah, exactly. Are you sure you want to give them that or whatever?
I thought she was good, her questions at that.
Nurses always call bullshit on doctors. Yeah. Right? This is great. And that's the way it'll be doctor versus nurse.
Righto, kids. Don, that's
it. I'm frustrated too, but this is just a small case of a pandemic or epidemic that's happening in Victoria right now, and it's got to be cleaned up.
Rowan Wen.
Sad we've got, we've got to wait so long for an election.
Rowan Wen, media extraordinaire operator, and Ian Cook, the operator of an extraordinary food company. Thank you again. We'll
go
just keep doing this. And
go
if you come
it.
Up with any new shit every week, we'll just put and keep speaking about it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back and